Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Heavy metal might not be music to everyone's ears, but for Salem-based mezzo-soprano Heidi Irizarry, the driving, often misunderstood genre is her chosen form of expression. For WBUR's week-long celebration of artists of color, known as the Artery 25, reporter Andrea Shea now introduces us to this musician who's helping to change the face of heavy metal.
Throughout the pandemic, Heidi Irizarry had time to do something she hadn't done in years. She sat down at the keyboard in her bedroom and rediscovered songs from her youth.
So today I feel like I want to sing an Otis Redding song. I've been loving you too long. Stop now, yeah.
Irizarry's family listened to everything from Redding's soul to their culture's salsa when she was a kid in Chicago.
I went to a private Lutheran school, so that automatically threw me into classical music and choral music.
Then Irizarry also became enchanted by much brasher musical forms like rock
and metal. And when I was 8 years old, I was like, I want to be a metal vocalist. 8 years old.
Heavy metal's over-the-top theatricality, rapid-fire drums, and face-melting guitars drew Irizarry to iconic bands including Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. She says the primal genre offered salvation and release as she struggled with her parents' divorce, an abusive brother, and her mental health.
When I was getting started, I really connected to the aggression because of all the things I was feeling at the time. I was feeling a lot of dark, intense things, and I didn't really quite know how to express that outside of music.
Irizarry went on to study jazz, classical, and contemporary music at Berklee College of Music, where she also joined her classmates' melodic death metal band, Averst. As lead singer, Irizarry honed a style that shifts between what's known as clean singing and the guttural vocals some metalheads affectionately refer to as the Cookie Monster voice. Here's what it sounds like. The varied voicings allow the 26-year-old to tap into a limitless palette of textures and emotions.
If I were a painter, like, I could choose just the cool colors. That would be the pretty sounds. But I'm choosing all of them and expressing, like, really aggressive things that I feel with an aggressive tone. So how I would describe my voice is just all out on the table.
Irizarry's vocal range and in-your-face stage persona have earned her a few novel nicknames.
I love the metal Selena, metal J-Lo, because, you know, I like to embrace, like, my culture. I like wearing my hoops.
Irizarry, who's Mexican and Puerto Rican, also wears a lot of leather, studs, and bold colors on her eyes, lips, and nails as she delivers what metal audiences expect at live shows.
She's got a loud presence.
After guitarist Cody Michaud saw one of Irizarry's explosive performances in 2017, he asked her to join Carnivora, his Salem-based metal band that has stoner, doom, and metalcore influences. She's the group's first female lead singer.
Hey, check, hit. Let's do some levels. Hey.
In their Lynn practice space, Michaud explains how Irizarry's raw metal vocals, combined with her refined singing, transcend the genre.
In all honesty, at least in the metal scene around here, I feel like there's a lot of talented vocalists, but really not too many singers who are trained professionally and have the actual ability to really sing on a top-tier level, and she's one of the only ones I can think of.
Michaud says Irizarry is helping Carnivora evolve in a more sophisticated, more accessible, less testosterone-fueled direction. But becoming a female-fronted metal band has attracted some skeptics.
There's always the internet trolls who say, like, oh, there's a woman front person, she's just a token piece, marketing strategy type thing.
Heavy metal can be intimidating, and it's long been a genre largely populated by white male musicians. But Irizarry says, not anymore.
The face of metal is shifting a lot towards women, and women from all different countries, you know, that look so different. It's awesome to be a part of that change.
Early on, Irizarry didn't embrace her nicknames like Metal J-Lo and Metal Selena. Now she does.
Yeah, I do carry that with a lot of weight and pride and with hopes to inspire people. And yes, I can be Latina and really brutal at the same time.
Irizarry dreams of touring the world with Carnivora and of being able to make a living from her art without having to work a day job. It's been rough without live performances because of the pandemic, but she's been able to explore the softer sides of her artistry. And Irizarry finally finished an R&B song she started writing at Berklee back in 2015.
If I could tell you how I felt, how I felt, how I felt.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I would've known, would've known, would've known, would've known. If you were listening when I was talking to you, you would've known that I wasn't strong enough to hold on. If you'd've loved me when I was with you, you would have known. The very time would've shown.